Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to have you with me here today. We have a wonderful guest. I'm going to introduce her in such a second. We are having a beautiful day in Southern California, sunny and not quite too hot yet, which is just the perfect kind of weather. I have a special guest today, Shanta Gabrielle, who will be sharing tools for expanding consciousness and living more resourcefully on the earth. In 1977, while praying for the next step in her life, Shanta was gifted with a surprise visitation from Archangel Michael. 2 years later, she received messages from Archangel Gabriel on how to live an authentic place of alignment with her higher self. And now she teaches these tools to groups and individuals. Welcome to the show, Shanta. So good to have you here today.
Thank you, Mari. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So tell us the story. I mean, what a story. I know that you have to tell it in a quick way, but tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, it was actually 87 when I was 88, right in there, and I was really wanting my next step in life. You know how that is. You know that there's more. It's time for my path to open. I was very indignant with the universe and insistent. And so one day when I was giving a massage, through a series of dramatic events, I mean, the room started vibrating, there was golden light, and then this massive figure at the end of my massage table materialized with wings that went out to ceiling. If I hadn't been on my knees, I probably would have been there after this all materialized. But it was so foreign to me. It was very powerful. I think I was probably kind of intimidated, and I had a person on my massage table, so it was, you know, it was a very weird event, you know. And so it was pretty much like, you know, I asked him in my mind who he was, and this booming voice said, "I am Archangel Michael," you know. And I just, I just went, right, you know, thank you, I'm busy, go away. You know, I was not prepared for this kind of an energy here. And it was about, so I just kind of ignored him, although he had really brought a lot of light into my my energy work. It really changed after that, but I still wasn't willing to acknowledge him because I wasn't thinking of an archangel when I wanted my next path in life, you know. So it was only after Archangel Gabriel showed up, and he was just as dramatic, and if anything, even maybe larger with higher wings.
Wow.
You know, that went out the cathedral ceiling. But I could see his eyes, and they melted my heart. And within a really short amount of time, he'd given me this alignment exercise, which I still use and teach to this day. That is a really powerful way to get connected to our higher selves and also grounded while we bring light in through the chakras. And so that's a very empowered tool that lots of people have said has made their lives much easier. And you know, so it's and how to receive messages. So he taught me that skill too, and I also teach that. So it's been an amazing. I just sort of surrendered to this being the next step, you know. And it started a little, you know. So I didn't tell anybody for several years that I was receiving these messages. Even my husband, I didn't tell him either. So it was, it took a little while to really make sure that I wasn't going crazy and that this was like a real thing that was happening to me, you know?
Wow.
Yes, but so special.
Wow, it's what an amazing story. When you were asking for the next step in your life, did you have does anything like this even occur to you? Probably not.
No, not at all. No, I had no, it was, I don't know what I was imagining, but it certainly wasn't angels. But I really get that they're here to help us now. I really know that they are very invested in the evolution of consciousness on the earth. And so they're available in ways that they weren't ever available in the past.
Wow. So what do you think, Shanta, is the biggest change for you in your own life after having experienced this amazing, the two amazing events?
Yeah. Well, and they're ongoing because, you know, that the Archangel
right.
Gabriel especially has sort of some ways energetically introduced me to other archangels that are a part of our chakra system because they do live within us as principles or divine virtues, if you will. And so that's kind of, it's led to an expansion of my work. And I think that probably one of the most important things that he's done is that from the very, very beginning, he's talked about the light, about divine light as a tool for consciousness, how we are here to breathe light, to be light, to use light as a tool of manifestation, to actually create form with light. And he's talked about how light can not only transform our consciousness, but allow us to be very magnetic as well as radiant. So it's a huge transformative tool. And so that's, I think, the biggest change because now that's pretty much all I talk about. Divine light and how wonderful
right.
it is and how we can use it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, at first you said you kept it to yourself, of course, to make sure that you weren't losing your mind. But now
yes.
you're so passionate about bringing this message to others. What made you so passionate? What made you go from keeping it kind of a secret to, okay, now I'm going to tell the world?
Well, maybe 30 years, you know, that was one thing. And the change of consciousness on the planet, the people are really different. They're much more receptive. People are having their own spiritual experiences with energy. They have actually had these experiences with light also, and people are seeking. So, and also I'm 73, so I thought, well, if I don't talk about it now, when am I going to talk about it, you know? So those were pushing me to be open.
Wow.
And
the other thing is
that authenticity that you talk about, the importance of authenticity, you know, it's just to really speak from the heart and share the deepest essence of who I am. That was very difficult, but now it's like I have to. There's no holding it back anymore.
No, I understand that because that's the way it's been with me. It's like I can't not do it. I have to be authentic. Whereas at first, it was hard. That's why I called the show Dare to be Authentic. It was hard to be authentic. I'm sure you experienced the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk to that a little bit.
About being authentic. I think probably in our in who knows how many past lifetimes or whatever, for sure in this lifetime, whenever I spoke from that sensitive place, growing up and everything, it was smashed down. So it wasn't popular for me to talk about what my feelings were or what the visions I had or anything. And so it became, it was just sort of locked up inside me. And I think that the Archangel Gabriel really did have the key to open my heart and let everything come open and be activated with his own special quality of communication and transmission of energy and sweetness and humor. Because, you know, on my own, I knew that I wasn't very funny. But that was one of the ways that I recognized that this message was not from me and, you know, that it was from a greater, I mean, yes, we, this access to these higher powers are a part of our own energy system, but it's not the conscious me that is a daily world kind of person. So so these messages that had a bit of humor and that had this depth of wisdom that has proven to be timeless. You know, the things that he said 30 years ago are, in fact, true for now.
Wow. And so do you think that these are isolated instances? I mean, you say you have known or met other people who have had these experiences, or can anyone, if they step into the right space, experience this kind of communication with angels, with archangels even more so?
Yes, too, yes. Well, and you're right about it. They have to step into the right space. The whole situation that we're in now with this changing of consciousness, the evolution on in the world right now, it has to do with raising our frequencies. And so we need to do what we can to be in a state of consciousness that allows us the receptivity to bring in higher level of energy. And when we, so that's the tools that I teach, is it's in some ways it's like spiritualizing our lives. It's like creating no separation between our daily world and our spiritual world. We become more in tune with our highest self, which is the one that is our soul connection. The higher self knows what angels, what master teachers, who it is that we're here to communicate with that will be in harmony with our soul. So that's, that to me is, that was always been one of the first steps, and that's what Archangel Gabriel suggested from the very beginning, is to make friends with the higher self, because then we can trust our intuition. So I do believe that anybody can. And sometimes it's spontaneous, like it was for me, but I had already just spent like 10 years in an ashram. So it wasn't like I was, you know, I had a very powerful spiritual practice. So it wasn't like I was just, you know, got off at, you know, whatever job I was in and walked in the door. It wasn't like that. So I had prepared myself on to be very sensitive and receptive. And to learn how to surrender. I wasn't afraid. I was to do open those doorways. In fact, I was more curious after I got over Archangel Michael and got into more of a sweetness. So Michael is very powerful, and he's a great one to call for protection and strength, and because he really truly is the one that is working with humanity to in our evolution of consciousness. So so now I don't hesitate to call on him, but before I did.
Right. I could certainly begin to understand that. I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. So you were talking about the first step is to really make friends. You said make friends with your higher self. I love that phrase. What's the first step for someone to begin to do that? Someone who has no clue what to do. What do you recommend as a very first step towards that?
Well, to get in their body, to really feel the base of the spine connecting to the chair, the feet connecting to the earth. I think possibly even, you know, being, I believe in trees are really assisting us and showing us how to work with light and how to ground ourselves and create a powerful system. So being in the body, as surprisingly as that is actually, for me, a first step, so that to be really grounded. And then pray to really lift my energy by calling in the light from the highest source and asking that the light bring me connection to my highest self, to my highest soul reality. I ask for that. And to let me learn to be receptive so that I can receive the messages from this essence of who I truly am. And then I bring light all the way through the rest of the chakra system and connect with the earth in it. So I call in all the qualities of the chakras, too. I can lead us through that, but I don't know if that we have time. But it is on my website.
Okay. We'll see on the second half. So we're going to take a quick break, unless
okay.
you wanted to say one more thing about that. And actually, I'm going to open up the line to anyone who would like to call. You can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we will be right back.
Trapped in the darkness of addiction and depression, she tried to commit suicide. Her family and friends stepped into the fog and gave her hope. She would rise to the challenge. After treatment, she created an art journal, which became a book by an author with an unguarded heart. Experience how she learned to be well. Well, a memoir by Alias in Town. Visit www.aliasintown.com.
Hello, Gracie.
Hi, my name is Nelson Brown, and I am a student, author, environmentalist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and minister in the making. Check out The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, my first book in my book series entitled The Beauty in Us, about body positivity and self-acceptance from a male's perspective. Check it out to see how I struggled with my self-image growing up. Check it out on Amazon today in a paperback and ebook format, and follow me on all of my social media platforms at Nelson E. Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Hey, it's Richard Pryor here, your happiness mentor. What do you want? Yes, I want to know and want to help you get it. So go to www.richiepryor.com and click on schedule a chat, and let's talk about how you can design your own life and discover more happiness in this private, no-cost conversation with me. Too many people settle for what they don't want in life. Please don't be one of them. Go to richiepryor.com and let's put an action plan in place to fulfill your dreams.
A new novel that could prevent bullying in schools and avert future school shootings. Saving Grace, A Troubled School by Vivian Chass. For teens and young adults. Available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. For more information on the author, visit her website at www.truthandpc.com. Or you can email her at vivianchass2018@gmail.com. That's vivianchass2018@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, and I have special guest Shanta Gabriel, who's been sharing tools for expanding consciousness and living more resourcefully on the earth. So, Shanta, you were talking about opening yourself, using the chakra system, which is inside our bodies, and I love all that part that you shared, because it gives us something concrete to do. It's not just out there, you know, it's not this woo-woo information. So, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And if we have some time, I'd love for you to take us through there. But right now, I want to ask you, what's the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Incredible opportunity that the earth is ready for us to claim our dreams, to create a life that would serve us in more beautiful ways, and that we have an unlimited potential when we tune in from this place.
That's great. I love that. It's a very high message. It comes from such a high source, and it just kind of blows my mind a little bit. And so, again, we step into this by linking to our higher self. Is that not true?
Yes. Yes. And staying in our bodies and being able to it's not like we get it and then it stays gotten. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where we have to continuously almost keep aligning ourselves back in harmony with our soul purpose, and even if we don't know what that is per se, we can just say, I want to be in harmony with my soul purpose. I want to bring my soul gifts into the world. And then allow that to unfold, because that's what we're here for. And so we have a lot of assistance to do that. So being, asking for what we want and actually allowing it to be a part of our energy system where we bring it all the way through us. So that it becomes more real. And the staying grounded is really necessary because our dreams are, they can fly like the birds, you know, and we need to have them stay with us so that they become a part of our energy that pushes us in certain directions, you know. So that's, did I answer the question or did I go off on a tangent?
Oh, no, you answered it beautifully.
Okay.
Absolutely beautifully.
Okay.
So as we, one thing that I was thinking as you were talking about the grounding, and
right.
you were saying that sometimes, you know, our wishes, our desires, they just fly away. We get distracted, really, is pretty much with what's
really
going on
easily.
Around us. Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you suggest for that to keep us from so much distraction?
Well, the grounding piece is really important. For just daily life, we're so overwhelmed with information, it's just ridiculous. And so we have to consciously back off to protect ourselves. I would say probably the people that are listening to this call, to the people that you attract, and for me too, that we're probably mostly highly sensitive people. And there's books about these kind of people. We're very susceptible and vulnerable to the frequencies of radio waves and whatever else technology is bringing to us. And also mass consciousness. So if we're watching the news every night and we're really focused on all the things that are going on that are not what we want to experience, that's going to really affect us. So we have to kind of give ourselves a fast from negative input and just allow ourselves to be, you know, a little more, just clarify. And there's many spiritual practices to do that. And so the simplest thing I really truly believe is if you're sort of opening up and you closed off those channels so that you can just feel a little bit more secure in yourself, then when you come back and you're grounded, and then you invite your higher self to participate in your life and bring you your soul purpose and gifts. And then I do that alignment exercise where I'm bringing light into my crown for wisdom, into my third eye for insight and inspiration, and bringing light into my throat chakra for compassion and expression of my creativity, and into the heart for more love and healing energy, and into the solar plexus for strength and courage, and into the sacral chakra for unity and creative solutions, and then back into the base for well-being. So then we connect to the earth and let that nourish us. So we receive nourishment from the light above, and we receive nourishment from the earth below. So we become this conduit, this pure channel for the divine to work in us. And that, and when we get off base, when we feel like we're getting confused or overwhelmed, we come right back into that place and do that alignment exercise again, and it's surprisingly powerful. It just helps us to remember who we are and why we are doing this. So it's an important tool, and it's on my website.
Oh, fantastic, because you pretty much took us through it, but I know that it's a little bit more to it than that. But even as you're doing it, those words that you're saying, they're just so, I can't even explain how I felt. I felt so peaceful, and I did feel the grounding just in those few seconds that you shared that with us. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So I know.
Well, part of that is because those are power words, and words since 2012, I don't know if you've noticed this, but certain words have gained in frequency. So when we use these words that have these higher frequencies, it actually changes our consciousness. So all those words are the attributes of each chakra. So so when we claim the attributes that are already available, it starts to work for us, and it really does shift our consciousness and brings those qualities into our energy system.
Wow. Very powerful. Love it. So I know that we've been talking about some new programs that you've created. Tell us a little bit about that. That's exciting.
Yes. So everything that I've been actually talking about, I put into this signature program that Archangel Gabriel called the Light Field Technology. And so it's become the Secrets of Light Field Technology, as, and I just completed a three-week class. And so now it's in a self-study program. So anybody can actually get all the handouts and the recordings and the materials from that program and do it for themselves. And what I'm also offering is a special mentoring, light mentor section after mm-hmm. that to be able to take these sort of mystical ideas and bring them to help people bring them into more grounded realities that work for them in daily life. Because when we're in the dimensional shift that we're in, the world does not, it isn't in 3D anymore. It's not responding the way it used to. So we have to learn mm-hmm. new ways of interacting with the world, and it's much higher. It's much easier, actually. I mean, for me, I didn't fit in the 3D world that I lived in for most of my life, and so it's only been, say, the last 10 years or 15 years that things have started to be much simpler for me. And I think that truth truly is simple. And the more we try to complicate our lives, the more difficult it all gets. So everything mm-hmm. that I'm teaching right now, it has this simplified aspect. And some of us are just so trained to look for the most complex, expensive thing that we can find, and we consider that good, you know. So the actual ability to just simplify things and bring it down to this common connected place within us is one of the best ways that we can live in a happier, more fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm. So this program, tell us the name again, because I love it.
Light Field Technology, the Secrets of
Light Field Technology.
And that was actually something that Archangel Gabriel said, and it was like 2010 or 2011. He'd been talking about light for all these 20 years, and then suddenly he says everything that we have been doing is light, is a technology in itself, light field technology. And then I looked up mm-hmm. the word technology, and it's not about what we think it is, you know, but it actually means simply creating new tools for a new way of life. Mm. So that's what we're doing with this. And then
nice.
People can have me kind of coach them after they do the program or even during the program so that there is the one-on-one aspect and all the questions, and we can do the personalized, you know, how do you use this
in
your particular situation? I think that's really valuable.
Wonderful. So we're running out of time. So I want to make sure you can get to Shanta's courses and everything she offers. Her website is shantagabriel.com. So shantagabriel.com. Make sure to check out her course and everything else she has to offer there. You can also find her on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just go to my radio show page, and she's there with her picture and all the links to her websites. So one quick last thing, we have less than a minute, that you'd like to say in closing.
For us all to remember how special we are, that we are needed, our gifts are needed. Even if we don't know what they are, we came here on Earth to share ourselves, and that everything that we do that makes us different is what's the most important aspect and what we can contribute.
Mm, how beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Mari. I've enjoyed being here.
And thank you for listening in. Make sure to spread this. This will be on replay right away. And join us next time for the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.